Now, you want to do a party where people really pay attention to what they're drinking? Well, try making your own craft sodas. Now, these are the sodas that you can describe like wine. You can talk about the remarkable body, the delicious aftertaste. And there's a guidebook. Andrew Schloss, the cookbook author who has never just skimmed a subject, has done homemade soda. Andy, welcome back.
It's great being here again.
Well, nobody makes homemade soda Christmas gifts. So get us started with this. What would you have us do?
They're really easy to make, and you can make a lot at once, which is very convenient for making gifts. So I would do the one that comes to mind is spruce beer, which is a rendition of root beer and seems sort of Christmassy because it's sprucey. What you do is make a traditional root beer, which basically is a sassafras tea, and you get sassafras root from homebrew stores or on the internet, or even some like herb kind of stores.
Uh-huh.
And then you're adding to that oil of spruce. And oil of spruce has a kind of wintergreeny flavor to it that is very delicious in root beer. So that would be one really unusual kind of old-fashioned soda that you could give that you just can't buy either. So it's a very homemade seeming thing.
And you could you could decorate the glass with a spruce branch.
You're so crafty.
I know. What does spruce beer taste like?
It tastes a lot like root beer, except it has this kind of wintergreen aspect
to
it.
So a minty, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and root beers are very complex flavor systems. They're actually, we think of them as pretty simple foods, but if you actually think about that flavor, it's all this sort of woodsy, tart, highly aromatic, almost floral quality to root beer. Root beers can be very complex and delicious.
I have to say, I have had root beers, you know, small, homemade or whatever root beers that have been stunning. They've been so good. And
yeah,
so I
they're,
can imagine.
They're a lot like more sophisticated brewed beverages. And then another thing, I think like a coffee soda because it's sort of hearty for wintertime. Espresso Jolt is a great, easy soda. You just take brewed espresso, sweeten it with some sugar, and then carbonate it. So that's a completely easy one. Another one that we could do is that sort of a takeoff on ginger ale is chocolate ginger ale, which is basically just you make a syrup with cocoa powder and sugar and ginger and then dilute it with water and carbonate it. So really easy and very sort of spicy and chocolatey and delicious.
How long will these things keep?
If you put them in a siphon, if you carbonate them that way, they'll keep about a week. If you do like a brewed method where you're adding yeast to the bottle, they will keep 2 weeks under refrigeration,
uh-huh.
3 weeks maybe. And the danger isn't that they will go bad. The danger is that the carbonation will keep building in the bottle and you'll get what's called a gusher, which means when you try to open it, it's going to explode a little bit. And what you can do is if you feel like that's going to happen, put it in a sink and just unscrew the cap very, very slowly.
Uh-huh.
What will happen is the carbon dioxide will begin to leach out without letting liquid out. And if you do it really, really slowly, you can get it so that you calm down the soda and nothing will come out.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, sir, and happy holidays.
Same to you.
Andy Schloss is author of Homemade Soda. Try Andy's spruce beer recipe. You can find it on the website, splendidtable.org.